T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, happy for our guys, the way they battled, the way they competed, to get the result that they've been trying to get for the last couple weeks against a terrific team. You know, proud of them, kept battling back. It wasn't always pretty. It wasn't go exactly how planned all the time, which that's life, and they responded.
Show continues. Those are the words of Greg Gard. Big weekend out in Madison. Going to talk about it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget, they have top tier. They have alternative fuels. They've got the blend machines in there right now. Kids used it last night on the way home from roller skating, as a matter of fact. Stopped into Quick Trip, and they went in and made each fruit smoothies and some shakes. And you can do it with everything from cold brews to frappes to whatever. Stop in and check it out for yourself. It's all at Quick Trip. And don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. If you don't have one, go to quicktrip.com, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com, and get your Quick Rewards card. Sean Morris, Big Ten Network basketball analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline right now, because we would be remiss today talking a lot of NFL if we didn't mention that big win that the Badgers had over the Wolverines this past weekend. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing well. In Badgerland, it was something that I think a lot of people really didn't believe in, the way the Badgers have played coming into that ball game. But there is something about them stepping up big time against big time teams and playing at the Kohl Center. They got some of their mojo back, and oh my goodness, what a way to do it.
Yeah, against a team in Michigan that's as stout defensively as you're going to see. And, you know, I think a lot of people say, well, did Wisconsin provide a blueprint? I think it would be hard to say that, because there's not a lot of teams in the country, let alone in the conference, that have a player like Ethan Happ. And you're not, it's going to be extremely rare when you beat a team as good as Michigan when you only have one guy in double figures. But that guy was Ethan Happ. And, you know, Michigan kind of took the calculated gamble about, hey, we're not going to double team him. And his ability to score with either hand, a lot of those shots that he hit, even though it was just straight one-on-one coverage, I mean, the shots that he had to hit over, you know, a guy with a lot of size and Teske just shows you why I think, I really hope that people appreciate what Ethan Happ has brought, not just to Wisconsin basketball, for Big Ten basketball over his career, because it doesn't happen every day. He's one of the most prolific guys, you know, probably in the last 8 to 10 years.
One of the things that I think came out of this game, for me anyway, is the Badgers, it's not like they haven't been there all season. They haven't been able to close out games all season. They haven't been as fluid as we've seen in the past, both on the defensive end and being able to hit shots. This was one of those games that they finally went, okay, we closed it out. We played that complete game down the stretch when they began to pull away.
Yeah, and as much as that was important to them on the offensive end, defensively, this is not the usual Michigan offensive team, but they're still very, very good. And, you know, to hold a guy like Brazdeikis, even though it was really kind of his first taste of Big Ten road action and that kind of environment, you know, you hold him scoreless and you hold a team like Michigan that hasn't, you know, not scored necessarily in the 70s or 80s, but you hold them in the 50s. That is what really gave them a chance to kind of close it out toward the end of that ball game. I just was really impressed with how they played from start to finish. And look, that game was important for a number of reasons. You know, they'd already lost at home to Purdue and to Wisconsin, so to have the opportunity to get just such a high-quality win at home, especially when you kind of had a couple of go against you, was very impressive. And it was just so refreshing to see, you know, people pay the attention that they did to happen to some of those other guys, because he made the proper pass when it was available, but his ability to score with either hand, I just keep coming back to that, was just remarkable.
It was impressive also that the Badgers had some second chance points. I mean, they ended up getting either their own rebound or they were crashing the offensive glass, something we had not seen consistently this season. So as much as we talk about good defense, blocking a couple of shots, passing the ball in transition down the court, this was also a team that ended up kind of getting their own shot late in a ball game, because they weren't hitting them on the first shot. They were hitting them on the second and third opportunities as well. They just didn't quit.
Yeah, you know what? And I think that game Saturday, some of the growing pains that Nate Weavers had to go through last year when they took the red shirt off him, I think you're starting to see some of those dividends because he had to take some lumps last year. You know, they didn't take that red shirt off him until, I think it was the end of November, early December, just because they had to with all the other injuries that they were dealing with. And he's shooting the ball a lot more confidently, and he certainly is helping Hap rebounding, especially on the offensive end of the floor. And that's when, you know, having the guys like Trice and Davison and having Kobe King back, because a lot of times, look, it's an old adage, but it's true. A lot of times your best three is going to come off a scramble situation or an offensive rebound, and Reavers helps them in that regard, keeping plays alive.
Talking with Sean Morris of the Big Ten Network, a basketball analyst. So the rest, first of all, that's one of those games that you start to look at and you say, okay, they've lost a couple of games. Maybe they shouldn't have lost a couple of games on the road, but you get that signature win at home. When the tournament committee starts looking as to where either they seed you or if you make the tournament at all, that's one of those games that goes a really long way in being able to say they knocked off the number two team in the country, right?
No question about it. And you know, because Michigan, you know, sometimes these metrics look like the tax code. You're not really sure what to make of all of them. But, you know, if you boil it all down, it comes down to who'd you play, where'd you play them, and how'd you do. And they could certainly check the box on all three of those against a team in Michigan that, you know, had, you know, blew the doors off North Carolina. They were really impressive in the non-conference as well against Villanova. That's just a high-quality win no matter, you know, where they were to play them. It just happened to be in the Kohl Center. And it's going to be interesting now to see how they follow up. They go on the road now and play at Illinois. And Illinois was a team that turned the corner, it looked like, maybe a little bit against Minnesota. And then they ran into a buzzsaw against Iowa yesterday. They're going back home to Champaign. It's going to be really important for Wisconsin to carry over, especially the ability to attack the glass. And they also won the turnover battle against Michigan, which is very, very rare. And this is a team that in Illinois is going to come after you, and they force around 17, 18 turnovers per ball game. So Wisconsin's going to have to be really strong with the ball on that one.
Talking with Sean Morris, Big Ten Network basketball analyst. You've got some teams out of the Big Ten that are ranked, obviously Michigan, Michigan State, Maryland, Iowa in there as well. How strong is the Big Ten this year?
I think it's really strong. You know, you would put it up there right now with the ACC in terms of the depth. I think maybe you get beyond Michigan and Michigan State, and you might have Maryland kind of on the precipice of that, but those teams have kind of separated themselves a little bit. But I think it's the teams in the middle, and especially the teams toward the bottom, which are going to make this, at least in my opinion, a league that's going to go from four bids a year ago to, I would think, there are a lot of things that can happen, but you're probably looking at least eight. And the fact is that now, as the conference season unfolds, just about any win that you get is probably not going to be outside one of those quadrant two wins, which does nothing but help you as things go on. You just have to make sure that you don't drop too many in a row and get on a kind of a bad skid, because right now, if you're able to put together just modest one- or two-game winning streaks with the depth of the league, I think that's going to do nothing but help the conference come middle part of March when the bids are handed out.
Yeah, last week or 2 weeks ago, I was looking at the standings, and obviously Indiana was there. But then you look at the, quote, others receiving votes. It was Wisconsin. It was Iowa. It was Minnesota. It was Purdue. It was Nebraska. It was Maryland. I mean, all these Big Ten teams are right there on the cusp. So when you talk about the strength of your conference, sometimes it's not just those that are in the top 25. It's the meat of that order that will make you or break you in the long run, right?
Yeah, it really will. We're in the midst of the conference season, but, you know, sometimes the casual fan might just forget, hey, you know, what happens in November and December also counts. And the thing that all those teams that you mentioned have going for them, yes, it's very important, who you beat, no question about that, but you also don't want to have any really outlier losses. And by and large, you know, the conference didn't have any losses to, say, New Jersey Institute of Technology like they did a few years ago or something like that. They didn't have any really mind-blowing losses that they had, and were able to build a lot of quality wins in the non-conference. And I think teams took that to heart last year. Nebraska comes to mind. You know, they were 13-5 in the year in the conference a year ago. They got left out by and large because of who they didn't play in the non-conference. They addressed that, and I think also having the additional two conference games helps more teams get in. And maybe counterintuitive, but with the way that they look at these metrics now, that's going to do nothing but help you, because those two conference games, chances are eliminating a couple of teams that it might be a lot lower in terms of your ability to get quality wins with the new net rankings.
Real quick before I let you go, you mentioned that now they got to back it up. You got to go to play at Illinois. You've got Northwestern coming into the Kohl Center. You get Nebraska. Then you've got the 13th-ranked Maryland Terrapins coming to town as well. You start reeling off these wins, and you can get Maryland at home. That changes things dramatically, doesn't it, for your season?
It does, and I think the thing that's going to come down to, you know, even though they lost at Maryland, they played extremely, extremely hard, and Reavers did a nice job of battling that front line. I just think that right now the coaching staff in Madison is really, you know, they fret over every game, but I'm sure they're fretting over this Illinois game just because that's a team that if they get things going and they're able to turn you over and get in the open floor, they can throw a lot of sand in your offensive gears. Now, they didn't have a chance to show it yesterday because Iowa just, you know, was unstoppable from behind the arc, and they kind of got jumped on early. But that's a team that likes to get up and down the floor and just kind of muddy the waters. And if you're Wisconsin, you want to make sure that you jump on that team early, because if there is one thing that concerns you about the Badgers is that, you know, you saw it in the game against Minnesota when the game was still relatively close. For all the great things that Ethan Happ does, making foul shots isn't one of them. And it's a tough situation if you're in a close game, especially on the road where he handles the ball so much, if you can't play him because you're worried about the opposition putting him to the line.
Sean, great stuff. Appreciate it. I know we're going to talk more down the road as the tournament season comes upon us. Okay, appreciate it as always.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Sean Morris of the Big Ten Network, the basketball analyst. You can catch his stuff on BTN. Make sure you do. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.